broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Myers also wrote, how about next time, let him mow the grass. Or pick
it
up
only
the grass
really gets corrected when heads roll. Now, I understand that...
To me, it's a joke.
Phil, the world famous Phil Hendry show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Wow, that was weird. Who's that? I don't know what. I think that was Brett. Oh, that was Brett Michaels. No wonder. Our montage tonight was a real weird thing. That is Brett Michaels. God bless him. He's not doing good, man. ICU. We'll tell you more about that from. The band Poison. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And online every night at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. We're going to have Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police joining us here in just a moment. He'll be talking to us about various services. They have an Operation Safe Street that they're conducting, and it has to do with the greening of America and the greenitiatives, as they call it. And we'll talk to Jay about that coming up here. Again, our website, philhendryshow.com, for a live streaming video, a live streaming audio of the show this evening if you'd like to watch it or listen to it. And you can also go to our archives and check things out, as it were. All kinds of things on our website there. Tonight we're saluting KNEW in San Francisco, our big affiliate there in the Bay Area, as well as our good friends Waxy in Miami. Here is Jay from the Citizens Auxiliary Police joining us tonight. Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing really good. It's great to be on All of America with you here this evening.
Jay, the Citizens Auxiliary Police have a series of green initiatives called Operation Green Up.
Well, the operation really is green. Is called Operation Safe Street. Green Up is more of an environmental. I suppose you could say it had more of an environmental impact. But we wanted to let people know that this is really about saving lives. We don't want any more than anybody else to see our quality of life suffer as a result of not implementing a lot of these green initiatives. So that's what the Operation Safe Street is, or if you want to call it Green Up, because there are some people, you know, associated with our group, you know, our wives, our families call Green Up, and so that's what we call it, you know.
Well, let me ask you, does this have something to do with the movie Avatar?
It does, and I'll tell you why. The movie Avatar is a film that Major Elvis Newton had been inspired to see. And as you know, the film is about the United States military going to a planet and basically destroying the resources of the planet and committing genocide. That's not anything we want to see the U.S. military really do, but worst-case scenario, there are a few of us who feel that that's the way that perhaps our country is going.
Why do you think the U.S. military is going to commit genocide? You know?
Well, Phil, I don't want to argue with you about that. That is the worst-case scenario.
Yeah, no, but I mean, if we're talking about greening up the country or greening up the planet, I don't know what the U.S. military has to do with this.
Well, because in the movie, that's the vision, I think, of James Cameron, was that U.S. military go to another planet. Generally, that's the way it's happening. If you look at the way that the planet, way that the environmental problems are on Earth right now, really, you're talking about the planet Earth having problems because of the United States of America, a lot of big companies and a lot of big countries, using their strength, you know. And
no, I understand that, but you're translating that into genocide?
I think that worst case scenario,
the U.S. military would go out and kill.
That was the vision of James Cameron there in the film Avatar. And I think it's a valid vision. I'm not saying, I support the military in many different ways. I just don't want to see the military turn into something that eventually we're going to regret. And so what we've done is to take from this movie, Major Elvis Newton decided that we should go out and at least do these spot inspection checks on people's homes, make sure that we have a situation where people are taking the green initiative seriously.
Well, I mean, so what? Just so I'm clear, all right, and I didn't mean to jump you, but you started right out with the movie Avatar.
Well, the movie Avatar provides the vision.
And Major Newton saw this, right?
Yes, he did.
So he then said to you guys that you needed to do this Operation Safe Streets?
Well, we had gone to his home. We had this meeting. He sat there and told us about the film that he'd seen. And it was a pretty impressive, it was a very impressive moment for me, Phil, if I could. I sat in his living room. They don't keep the house all that well lit. It was early evening, and he was sitting in his chair, and generally you don't really see him all that well because they keep the house very dark. And the reason for that is because he does not respond well to light. He has a lot of ideas, and it was really amazing to listen to him talk about movie and about how Avatar really told him that the worst-case scenario was genocide.
By the U.S. military.
That's correct, yeah, by the U.S. military.
And so Major Newton said what to you then? Go out and check people's homes to make sure that they're green?
Major Newton said that Operation Safe Street was the first step to make sure people are adhering to the green initiative.
Green initiatives, right?
Well, it's green initiative. Green initiative is sort of a play on words.
All right, I understand that.
And so as I listened to Major Newton that night, and I talked to Sub-Commander Gleason and Sub-Commander Comiskey and others, we decided to go out and do a very quick Operation Safe Street. And this weekend, we're going to be a little bit more, more thorough.
All right. We're talking to Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, about Operation Safe Street or Operation Green Up. And this is essentially to make sure that people's homes are green or people are doing things, using appliances, changing light bulbs and so forth.
Yeah, we have a checklist, and we will go through it with homeowners. We'll go through it with the individual we encounter on the street, people who live in apartments, even individuals that we may see who have looked at like they're new and they may be transitioning. We'll go through the checklist on that. And we'll find out that, if they're doing everything green.
All right, so give me an example of when you go door-to-door, and are you knocking on doors, or are you...
Yeah, we'll go door-to-door, and we'll also stop people at the end of the street. If we're walking down the street, we see a car coming down the street, we will direct that person to stop. We'll take a look inside the car, see if the air conditioner's on. If it's a cool day and they have the air conditioner on, that's a red flag. If it's a warm day and they have the heater on, that's a red flag. We'll look in the back seat, make sure that people are, using their seat belts. I mean, because we might as well just look at that. It's not green or anything, but just because we can see that. And then we'll also make sure they're dressed properly. We'll see if they have a cigarette lighter. Are they smokers? Are they not smokers?
What you're looking in the car?
Well, if you see a car, yeah. We can slow them down, make sure the car's green.
What is a cigarette lighter? Is that just unnecessary?
It's pretty unnecessary, right. We'll look at that.
So you're flagging the car down. What do you say to the people?
Well, we don't say anything. We'll just flag them down, and then we'll direct them to roll the window down. We'll look in. And then we'll let them go. Then we'll go door to door, and we'll knock on a door. We'll ask them whether or not they have changed their light bulbs regularly. We'll ask them how long they blow a wall for. We'll ask them, if they use, what kind of blinds do they have? They have air conditioning. Just different things to make sure people are doing what they should do. And then we, of course, will step into the house. Now, some people get nervous about that. If they say something, then that's a little bit of a red flag. Because if...
Oh, wait. Are you asking them these questions at the door? Or are you stepping into the? Are you asking to be invited in?
No. The key is that when they answer the door, we will ask them questions. But as we're asking questions, we'll step in and begin to move into the house. Now, if they say anything, that's a little bit of a red flag for me.
Why would that be a red flag? Is that a little bit alarming to have somebody step into the house?
Well, it might be, except what are they worried about? You know, all I'm doing is I'm asking questions.
Well, see, Jay, the thing about a Citizens Auxiliary Police, you're not really, you know, a legitimate, I shouldn't say this, I know you don't like it.
Well, there's a debate on.
Well, I don't know if it's a debate. I mean, you guys are not accredited police officers.
We are fully uniformed. We do have constitutional right to citizen's arrest.
I understand that, but the uniform you wear is not a traditional police officer's uniform. So if somebody answers the door, you're asking them questions. I suppose that's okay if they want to answer them.
Well, I don't know what that means. You suppose it's okay.
Well, I don't have to answer your questions, do I?
Well, we got a red flag if you don't. You know,
What do you mean?
I mean, if I ask you, can you tell me how often you change your light bulbs? Can you tell me how often you change the filter in your air conditioning, and you close the door on me, that's going to be a red flag. If I step inside your house while I'm asking you these questions, and you get alarmed or otherwise say to me something, you know, a lot of these people will be a little, excuse my language, be a little smart-ass about it, and say, you know, what are you doing? I'll say, you know, I'm trying to save lives here. And I'm just asking you questions.
Well, why do you call that smartass? Look, Jay, if you're asking questions, people can answer them yes or no or not.
Well, you're wrong about that. It's a red flag if they don't.
I don't know what you mean by a red flag.
But all I'm asking about is green.
All right, but the fact is, if they don't answer the questions, they don't answer the questions. If they're answering the questions, that's fine. You're getting your answers. But if you step inside their home and move into their home and they say something, you think they're being smartass? You know,
well, it's a little bit, we think it is, Phil, and those of us who are on the front line of law enforcement trying to maintain the green initiative, when I step inside the home, I'm just trying to, you know, get clarity. I may, you know, step closer, and they say to me, what are you doing? That's a little bit of smart ass.
And well, you and I got a disagreement there, but I mean, you know.
You're not a police officer.
No, I'm not a police officer, but, you know, technically neither are you.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Well, okay, but if you come into my house and I say, excuse me, what are you doing in my house? You'll say to me, what do you say to me?
Well, I'll say to you at that time, sir, what is your problem with me stepping into your home? I'm only asking you about green and about how often you change a light bulb. Why would that upset you? That's raising that. See, I got a little bit of a red flag going, and you put me and my fellow officers in a situation where we're, you know, worried.
That I said something about you coming into my house? If you're asking me questions about...
Yeah, well, if I'm asking you about green, and then I step in just because I want to, you know, look around and say, hey, how you doing? I want to be friendly about it. And you say, what are you doing? I got to say, okay, now why is he being a smartass? I feel threatened.
All right, our number is... Jay, thank you. Hold on, okay?
Well, I want to clarify...
Yeah, hold on for just a minute. 877-876-PHIL. Jay Sandus of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is talking about Operation Safe Streets, which is his and the Citizens Auxiliary Police's door-to-door canvassing on how green people are. And that's fine, I guess, as far as it goes. But they're now saying that they will step inside the house as they're asking questions, and some people are having an issue with that. He says that's a red flag and that it's smart-ass to ask them, to ask the Citizens Auxiliary Police questions about that when all they're doing is asking about green. Personally, I don't care if the cat wants to ask me questions, but coming into my house, see? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to be back with Jay Sandus of the Citizens Auxiliary Police in just a moment. Phil, 877-876-PHIL. With me is Jay Sandus of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, we're talking about this weekend's Safe Streets. A lot of it in Southern California and elsewhere, right?
Well, a lot of it's in Southern California. A lot of it's going to be happening in the states where we do have auxiliary police organizations. Simulated Police in New York State. We have the East Texas Range Riders in Texas. We have the Beaver Brigade. And these are organizations. I do want to at this time say how very grateful and how good it is, it feels good and everything to be with 1% for the planet. We're trying to help the planet, and homes and businesses go green with our green initiative. And also, Go Green Radio, too, Phil. I want to mention that. And they're also on Facebook.
So the response that you've been getting from homeowners is positive?
I would say it's mostly positive, except when we do, when we try to ascertain if they're serious and we step inside the house, then they say, you know, what's this about? And
Does that tell you something, Jay, that you would go inside their home and they would have a problem with that?
It tells me that a couple things. Number one, it's a red flag that they want to maybe go, you know, they want to go the smart-ass route. Fine, I'll play it any way they want to play it.
And you think that's smart-ass?
Well, I had one guy say to me that he thought his all green was all gay. And he said, well, what is this? And he said, what's this all this gay blank? And I said, well, you may think it's gay. Maybe I think it's gay. And my son, you know, thinks it's gay. But we're doing it because Major Elvis Newton had seen Avatar. So.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Let's go to Melissa here on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Melissa.
I'm just kind of surprised. I'm the daughter of a police officer, and I know even a traditional police officer would have to have probable cause to pull you over or a warrant to go into your home. And as a woman who is the daughter of a police officer, if a man just wanted to barge into my home and ask me questions, I would be alarmed. That'd be red flag for me, not for him.
Well, that's definitely very true, ma'am. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to red flag you. But all I'm asking about is, are you flushing toilet paper? Or are you changing your bulb? That's all. Why would you get nervous if
a strange man came into my home?
Well, I understand. But we're members of Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're a Citizen Auxiliary Police agency. We do have I don't understand the lady's comment.
Well, I think she's making a very good comment. If she's a woman at home alone, and how many guys are at the door? How many of your police officers?
We've got three officers. We've got two sub-commanders and myself.
That's three men. And
so we're not going into the woman's bedroom and, pardon me, ma'am, but
I'm not
going
through the underwear. Well, it doesn't matter. If a man was going to attack me to come into my home, does he have to come into my bedroom to attack me?
Well, you know, I'm a trained police officer, and you had a father's police officer. Is that what you say?
Right, but you don't have a right to enter my home without permission.
Because of my training. No, but because of my training, it sounds like you're smiling right now. And I got to, you know, I've got a red flag for
me. No, I'm not smiling right now. I'd be kind of alarmed that you're putting pressure on people to enter their home.
Does it not sound like the lady's smiling, Mr. Henry?
Jay, I'm not doing your investigation here for you.
Well, the point is this. I'm not going into the woman's home any more than 2 feet. It's a standard auxiliary police maneuver where we step across the threshold to see what kind of a response we get. Major Elvis Newton has always told us, if people want to go
if
you're listening to the questions I'm asking you, do you flush? Do you blow glass?
The questions aren't the point. I don't think you're really listening to what I have to say.
Oh, no, yes I am, ma'am. But what I'm saying, if you're concentrating on my questions, you have no time to be afraid of what I may pull. Because once you have answered my questions, now you're going to say, oh, wow, I forgot this guy could have raped me or something, and I'm gone, see? And then you feel a little foolish. Because that's what's going to happen.
No, that's never going to happen. My father's a police officer. That's something that I definitely pay attention to.
Jay, did you say you're asking questions about blowing glass?
We ask a lot of questions that seem weird. We'll say, you know, do you flush? Do you blow glass? Do you stick matches? These are all part and parcel of being green. And I'm sorry, ma'am, and I'm glad your father's a police officer. If you ask him, if you double-check with him, I'm sure he'd think you're being a little alarmist about it.
Well, that lady, I think, made a very good question, and I don't know yet, Jay, to be honest with you, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I don't really know whether you've answered it or not. And that is, you know, what do you say to someone who gets alarmed? Melissa, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. What do you say to somebody who gets alarmed?
I answered the question, Phil.
No, Jay.
Don't allow me, please. I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I pretty much put that call to bed, and you woke her up again.
What does that mean?
Well, you said you agree with her.
I said her question was a good one, and I don't think you answered it.
We're going door to door to get everybody green, and I'm being called a rapist? I got to tell you, that stings.
Nope, nobody has called you that, sir. 877-876 Phil World Fans, Phil Henry Show, back with Jay Santos.
Phil Henry.
Phil, 877-876-Phil. Welcome back here, the world famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with us, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we talk about this Operation Safe Streets. Jay, I know that there is a disagreement between us. I'm not a police officer. I defer to you in terms of your experience. We are going to have people saying you're not a real cop, but to go into someone's house.
People say I'm not a real cop. You know what? If they say I'm not a real cop, boy, I feel sorry for them. Now, that's what I say to all of my sub-commanders. Major Elvis Newton has told us. As we're Citizens Auxiliary Police, we just, by the way, we are in Georgia now. We have a chapter in Atlanta, Georgia, the Saxby Chambliss Home Guard. And we thank Senator Chambliss for his sponsorship. And I don't know what that says to you, Phil.
You have Senator Chambliss of Georgia.
Yes, we do. So if you want to call me or any of my officers some kind of fairy, or as we've been called gay, and people just go, you know, you look like a bunch of gay blades, you can say whatever you want to do. But we're trying to save lives, and at the same time, those lives we save, we hope they're green lives, and they're not brown, or I don't know what you want to call it. You save a life, and it's a brown life, or something like that.
A brown life?
Well, I guess it's not green, I guess.
All right. The other thing I wanted to mention here is the stepping inside the home. That's what I was saying.
And I think I've addressed that question. Major Newton said, after he came back from Avatar, that we needed to immediately address the neighborhood so that, one, we're green and can have a coalition with 1% for the planet. Everybody has coalitions, and we don't have anyone that we have a coalition with yet. And Go Green Radio, we want to have a coalition with them. And we would be proud to have a coalition with you if you had a green initiative going, Mr. Henry, but you don't. Is that correct, Mr. Henry? You don't have a green initiative?
I got to tell you something, Jay. I didn't understand a word you just said there.
I said you have...
No, you're asking, do I have a green initiative?
Yeah, are you partnering in?
Partnering in? What do you mean? No, we're not doing that, okay?
Well, that's unfortunate.
It may be unfortunate, but you guys got green and went to Operation Safe Streets after Major Newton saw Avatar. So how, you know, tuned in is that? I don't know. And please don't answer that question. We got to get to a phone call. 877-876-PHIL. Rashawn in Nashville, Tennessee. Rashawn, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos. Good evening. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to say I definitely agree with your son. You're definitely gay. Second of all, I want to know...
My son thinks green's gay. My son didn't say I was gay.
I got to ask you, Rashawn, to turn your... I got to ask you to turn your radio down,
I'm
sir, because we can hear it in a bit. Yeah.
I just did.
I'm gay.
Second of all, I want to know...
This gay blade doesn't even know his radio's turned up.
All right, hold on and let the gentleman talk.
I want to know if you're going down to Compton. I want to know if you're going down to Compton and knocking on doors and asking what they're doing with their craft paper. Answer me that.
I just might. You know what? I just might be down there. Our patrol area is South Bay.
And I bet you after you put your foot on the first threshold there, then you won't do it again.
No, I can deal with it. No.
You can deal with it.
That doesn't make me sweat. No.
This is some kind of a macho deal.
You know,
it's not about being macho. Yeah, even the police don't put their feet on your threshold when they come to your home.
Exactly.
You have the option to come out on the porch and talk to an officer unless he sees something suspicious in your home.
Unless they have a battering ram. How about that?
We're not talking about a battering ram, though, are we? We're talking about you asking people if they're green.
Well, first of all, you're asking me about patrolling in a high crime area. That's what you're asking about. That's a little different. That's a little different ball.
I'm trying to figure out why do you feel the need? You're only thing you're doing is asking questions. That has nothing to do with your foot touching my threshold. I don't have a problem with the going green. Nashville is going green. We love the going green. We've got environmental buses. We got a whole bunch of things going on dealing with the environment.
That's a good question, Jay. So why do you need to step inside?
We step inside because it shows us whether we have relaxed that individual to the point where they're going to be honest with us about green.
Because then you'll tell me the truth.
If you're lying to me, because you just want to look, you want to look cool, so you'll say, yeah, I'm green, but you're not. And
wait a minute, how does it make you cool to go green? You just said most people tell you you're gay.
A lot of these green people think they're cool. Okay.
But if a cat isn't, if I'm not green and he ain't green, then I ain't gonna say I'm green so I can be cool.
The whole point is the green is cool, but you're screwing the whole thing up with your foot. See, you gotta keep your foot on the porch.
Wait, let me ask a question. Is your living room carpeting made out of gold?
It's a whole thing of invading privacy. If I don't invite you in my home, you don't have any business putting your foot anywhere near
any of my
home.
You opened the door up, didn't you? What's the big deal with me just stepping inside and peeking around?
Wait a minute.
I opened up the door to see why the gay guys were on at my door. I didn't open up the door to let you in my home.
Maybe I wanted to step inside to see where you dry your thongs out at. How about that? Well, huh?
What's that supposed to mean?
He's calling me gay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Forget it. I just want to say something, Mr. Rand. I go door to door to find out if people want to partner in, and all I get is called a fairy. I'm called gay. I look like some kind of.
But
a fruit.
Do you understand why? Because you're trying to step in people's homes. Nobody is going to respect that.
It also may happen.
You're on the porch asking questions, but when you try to step in somebody's home without being invited, now you're causing problems.
Sir, your name's Rashawn, right? Okay, your name's Rashawn, right? Yeah, okay.
That's what it is.
Do you think I'm going to ask you about having? Do you think I'm going to have you spread?
What?
No. You got the name Rashawn. A lot of people are going to say maybe that's terrorism.
A lot
of guys may want to have you spread.
What are you talking about?
The guy's
I don't
name.
Know, but
what about his name?
Well, it don't sound terrorism.
There's a lot of people with names like that. What do you mean terrorism? And first of all, just what that gentleman
terrorism.
Was saying, you're going to have the cat spread.
Mr. Henry, it's a standard law enforcement term. What?
You're not even a real law enforcement, because law enforcement would never tell somebody to put their foot over the threshold. So that lets me know right there
I wouldn't ask you to do that. I'm asking you to spread, but I would not ask you to spread
You ain't going to ask. Trust me, if you see me in real life, you're not going to ask me to spread. I ain't even got to worry about that.
Well, sir, there's worse things in life. They'd have to go get me two or three more officers.
Your concept is good. I can deal with the whole thing and say you get to talk
so
about
you think,
putting your foot over the threshold.
Right. And I think, Jay, if you could hear people tonight, people don't necessarily have a problem.
What about nobody's partnering in?
Will you knock it off with partnering in? I don't know what that means, but if you're... Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Bob, that's the 1% for the planet.
Jay, let's stick to the point. If you're going door-to-door and you're asking people, what are you doing? Have you got the light bulb? Boom, boom. Give them a little checklist. I've seen people do that. They hand out the checklist.
Right.
Check it out. When you go into a guy's house, okay...
This is the Citizens Auxiliary Police technique of relaxing
and what
people
does,
so they
and
don't
what
lie
does red flag
about whether
mean?
They're...
What? You're not giving us a clear definition of what red flag means. You're just telling us what red
means,
flag... What does that mean?
If I step inside and say, hey, how you doing? I want to take a peek, make sure the house is good. And people go, whoa, 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 or some kind of a noise like that. All right, that's a red flag.
Well, that's them saying, whoa, 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 you're in my house.
Right.
You know, Phil, you're butting in on this man.
No, I've been letting him. You know something, Rashawn, thank you very much, sir. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it, sir. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
If you go, are you trying to tell me, if say I knocked on your door,
okay,
and I'm talking to you, and then I step inside.
Yeah.
That's not going to freak you out.
The thing that freaks me out is that you're talking to me on the porch. Now, you wouldn't come inside. I know you.
And all right. Pretend like you don't know me.
Okay.
All right, never mind. 877.
Well, Phil, if you want to, you know, basically you're admitting defeat.
No, I'm not admitting defeat. What you don't understand is...
What you don't understand is I'm asked about Green. When you ask about Green, all bets are off.
Well, I don't know why all bets are off, man. People are not that jazzed about Green. You just got done telling me you're called a fruit ball every time you ask people a question. Here is Kim on the Phil Henry Show. Hi, Kim. We have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Go ahead, ma'am.
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Auxiliary Policeman, I heard Rashawn talk to you about law enforcement. Explain to me, like, he said something about law enforcement. Explain to me about how it is that you come to my house, knock on the door, ask me questions. What law do you think you're enforcing? If I don't change my light bulbs is there a law that says if I don't change my light bulbs, am I breaking the law by doing that? This whole thing that you're talking about seems like McCarthy and witch hunting and stuff. I don't understand.
Well, I mean, if you want the planet,
red flag. So if you come to my house and red flag me, what does that mean? That the green police are going to come arrest me tomorrow or something? I'm going to go to green jail?
Ma'am, I can tell you that we have people who are very afraid of the planet running out of resources and the United States military committing genocide.
Will you knock it off with that genocide thing?
No, because Avatar, did you see Avatar?
Phil, my God, are you serious?
Jay, did you hear what the lady said? She thinks you're a hoax, and I do too.
Let me ask you a question. Millions of people around the world have seen that movie, and you call me a hoax. Millions of people have seen the green message in Avatar, and you call me a hoax. Millions of people are refitting their homes.
You said you hadn't.
Why'd you lie? Why did you lie?
She didn't lie. She said she saw it.
Okay. The movie is about the planet being sucked out of all of the resource.
Mr. Auxiliary Policeman, let me ask you a question.
You're a pretend lady. You're a pretend lady. Did you hear that? You're a pretend lady. Gotcha.
This is the whole thing.
Gotcha.
When President Obama wants to put the United States military on another planet, which he snuffed because he's a cheap ass. So when we get to another planet, then let's worry about genocide or whatever.
You're not funny.
Okay?
I have nothing to say to this lady other than the fact that when I come to your front door, you better be ready for me to step inside, okay?
You step inside.
You're
getting
really.
Really? What you gonna do? Call me off to the bedroom?
You know something, pal?
No, she said I'm not gonna step outside. What's she gonna do? Pull my pants down? Yeah. You asked for it. You want to talk dirty? I could go back. I can be a guy or I can switch.
This is what I hope.
What?
The lady doesn't understand that all over the world today, people are going green. And all I'm doing is going door to door to make sure that they have the right checklist.
I can go up your door and knock on your door. And I hope that whoever is sponsoring you needs to listen to this show and see how ridiculous you are and pull your sponsorship crazy.
When you put flowers on your husband's grave every day, remember that it was that voice of yours that put him in the ground. Thank you.
I don't understand.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't understand how changing the light bulb is going to save somebody. You're crazy.
Your husband is dead.
All right. 877.
You're crazy.
You're not married.
Thanks, Jay. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about this Operation Safe Street and this idea that he and the Citizens Auxiliary Police officers are going door-to-door to make sure that people are getting green, partnering in whatever that is. Jay's got this thing. He saw green radio, and he saw 1% for the planet, and he saw, Facebook, and he wants to partner in with somebody. You better partner in with someone, man. So they're going door-to-door checking on grain, but now they're stepping inside. I don't understand it, and we've had people who are saying the same thing, and it's not legal, Jay. You have to be invited in, but he says by stepping in, he can tell if they're relaxed enough to talk about being green. 877-876-PHIL. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back with Jay Santos.
Phil Hendry.
Phil, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, as we continue talking to Jay Santos of the Citizen Auxiliary Police. Understand, Jay, the community minded nature of what you do, I think everyone admires.
Well, I don't think that I've heard that tonight. I've heard a lot of insults. We go door to door. We try to ask people if they're adhering to a green way of life. If we're asking if they flush. If we're asking what they're doing with the used toilet paper, if we're asking...
Why do you ask that?
Because that can jam the lines. I don't know if you've ever done ecotourism. I thought you told me you had.
Yes, I have.
All right. Did they tell you to flush the toilet paper? Did they tell you to bring it on out? Did they tell you to cart it out weekly?
They actually told us to hold on to it and cart it out.
Okay. So that's what I was asking. Are they holding on to the toilet paper and then bringing it out into the street? Are they bringing their toilet paper... Are they bringing their toilet paper or their toilet paper... out on the street once a week? And because I asked that question, I'm a fairy, I'm gay, I'm little Mary Jane, you know. So I find that insulting, and Major Elvis Newton was inspired by Avatar, the beautiful lush green plant in the film, American military comes and sucks it dry. I think anybody would be in shock.
But it's a made-up movie, Jay, and I, you know, to act as if that's some sort of a harbinger of things to come. Here is Janice... in New York on Staten Island tonight. Hello, Janice. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is the scariest thing I've ever heard. I mean, this is like green police. He's a green militant. He's arrogant. I mean, you know, it's scary. I mean, to hear the way the guy talks.
I'm not a Nazi. You think I'm a Nazi, and I'm not. I'm a neighborhood police officer. Well, you're talking like I'm a Nazi.
This is where America's going. Where you are an alarmist. You're the alarmist with your green.
No, ma'am.
You watch a movie and you get crazy, and then you're going to step into people's houses, and if they don't like it, you think there's something wrong with them. There's something wrong with you.
No, ma'am. I'm simply saying it. Major Elvis Newton had seen Avatar, and we got the directive the next day.
I don't care about him. I don't care about green. How's that?
Well, you're going that part. See, that part, you don't have to go see Avatar. You don't have to flush. But
Avatar is a movie. It's a movie. It's a movie.
Right. I understand.
I recycle. I do all that. I don't like the dirty planet. I don't like dirty air. I don't like dirty water. But you are taking it to a level where it's really scary.
How is it scary? Let me ask you a question. So you and I, because I think you're getting the wrong information. How is it scary if I simply step into your home and take a peek around?
I don't understand how you don't think that you're doing anything wrong. That's what's scary.
Jay, do you recognize, let me ask you this, Jay. Do you recognize that what you're doing when you step into a home without that individual's permission, that you're technically breaking the law?
Not if I am simply asking about how often they flush, what they use.
It's none of your business. It's none of your business.
Why is that? Now, wait a minute, man. Why is that, you know?
When she says it's none of my business, why not? Ma'am, the planet is choking on garbage and carbon dioxide.
That's your opinion, okay? Not, it's not
my
everybody's opinion.
Yes. Ma'am, that is settled scientific. That's scientific science.
No,
which
it's
has
not
been
settled. You are taking it to a level that this is what happened to America.
I just want to let you know. Can I let you know something? If you sail a ship, you're not going to fall off the edge of the earth because the earth's round. You do know that, right?
Wait a minute, man. Don't go down that road.
Well, you're a denier. You see where he's at?
You're a climate denier. She's a climate denier.
Jay.
A militant green. And
I'm militant. How am I militant when all I'm asking you is what you wipe with?
Listen to the way you talk to everybody. If your opinion differs from yours, then you're somehow killing the planet. And it's your responsibility to make sure nobody kills the planet. Do you understand how crazy that is?
You know, you could do this by phone, Jay.
All right, let me ask this lady a question, okay? This is a question. This would, if she lived on my street, this would save me a trip to her house. May I ask you a question? Have you ever found it necessary? Excuse me. Have you ever found it necessary to wipe with a paper towel?
Oh, you know, come on, man. What has that got to do with...
No, it jams up the pipes.
And get away from my house. That's what I tell you.
It jams up the pipes.
I don't need to answer any questions. Thank you very much.
We have to take a break. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
You tell me it doesn't jam up the pipes.
That's not the first thing I think about when I'm thinking about green. We'll be back in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.